Chapter 13. The Talking Rock. Chapter 13 begins after Peter and Thomas have rested beneath the palms. Hungry and thirsty, they notice coconuts hanging above them. They attempt to reach the fruit by climbing on top of a large dome-shaped rock. From everything they can see, the object appears to be a strange rock or some ancient carved landmark. Its ridges, symmetry, and unusual patterns seem to support that conclusion. Their conclusion seems reasonable until the rock trembles beneath them. A massive head attached to a leathery neck emerges from the hinged opening at one end as the domed structure reveals itself to be a giant tortoise. The boys are not merely surprised by new information. They are forced to recognize that what they had confidently believed they were seeing was not what was actually there. The large stone was actually a living creature all along. What changed was not Theo, but the boys' understanding and persuasion of the truth concerning him. Once they became persuaded that he was a tortoise, rather than a rock, they immediately perceived the same object differently. The chapter, therefore, gives a vivid picture of the book's central principle. We perceive what we believe. Peter and Thomas did not see a tortoise and decided to call it a rock. They saw a rock because they were convinced that it was one. Every feature of Theo's shell was interpreted through that conclusion. The evidence they possessed was real, but it was incomplete, and their interpretation of it was wrong. Some of their other conclusions were also challenged when Theo began to speak. Their initial perspective, tortoises can't talk, was immediately rendered obsolete. How often do each of us fumble and grasp wildly at familiar explanations, even when they are shaken loose by undeniable evidence? Peter goes on to explain to their new friend that he and Thomas crash-landed on the island and are lost. Theo quickly points out the fact that they cannot be lost if he has found them, nor can their primary problem be that they do not know where they are, since they are clearly on the island with him. His response does not deny that the boys have real needs, that they are far from home, or that they do not understand how they arrived. Rather, he challenges their understanding of their circumstances. Peter and Thomas have been viewing the island mainly as an unwanted interruption, a dangerous place from which they need to escape. Theo introduces the possibility that their arrival may not be accidental, but rather providential. He explains that the island may hold purpose beyond what they can presently see. The chapter invites the reader to consider how often the same thing happens in real life. We may possess the facts of a circumstance yet still draw conclusions that are incomplete or inaccurate because of how we interpret what we see. We completely miss the greater purpose that God has weaved throughout our lives. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Theo gently challenges the boys' conclusion that they are lost. Think of a circumstance in your own life that you quickly labeled as failure, interruption, abandonment, rejection, or loss. What assumptions led you to assign that meaning? How did you discover that you had misinterpreted the situation? Number 2. Throughout this chapter, the boys repeatedly discovered that what they thought they were seeing was not actually what was there. Can you think of an area in your own life where your expectations or assumptions shaped the way you interpret what you were experiencing? What was God inviting you to reconsider? What finally convinced you that the rock was actually a talking tortoise? Number 3. Theo tells the boys that perhaps the more important question is not, where are you, but why are you here? When you encounter an unexpected or unwanted circumstance, do you naturally focus on escaping it, or do you first ask what God may be accomplishing through it? Do you typically see the difficulty of your situation as a problem and an obstacle, or do you view it as part of God's refining work in your life? Number 4. Theo suggests that what appears accidental may actually be part of God's plan. Can you identify a time when something you initially viewed as an interruption or setback later proved to have a greater purpose than you first recognized? What changed your perspective? How might this impact your perspective of future difficulties? Island Insights. Peter and Thomas were not foolish for misinterpreting the shape, texture, and patterns of what appeared to be a large rock. They were responding to the evidence that was available to them and interpreted it through what they had been convinced was true. Their error was not in observing what they saw, but in treating their limited interpretation as though it were the whole truth. Theo had not changed, but the boy's perception of him changed dramatically when their beliefs about him changed. The same is often true in our lives. We may have the facts before us, yet still interpret those facts through assumptions, past experiences, fears, expectations, or conclusions that have not been established as true. Once we become persuaded that our interpretation is reality, our perception, emotions, and responses will naturally follow. Operating in the truth does not necessarily require we have a full picture of what is going on in our crisis. In fact, it often calls us to recognize that our present understanding is incomplete. Peter and Thomas were not where they expected to be, but they were also not outside God's knowledge, care, or plan. The question is not merely whether we can explain where we are or why we are there. It is whether we are willing to allow God to challenge the conclusions through which we are presently interpreting our circumstances. Humbly admitting the limits of our current understanding can help us grow and navigate this life much more completely. Firmly grasping our preconceived perspectives dramatically narrows our point of view. God has much to teach and show us if we will but loosen our grip on what we think we know.